Hello everyone, my name is Nick Deshane. I'm from Modesto, California in the beautiful Central Valley, right smack in the middle of California. I'm majoring in kinesiology and athletic training. I am working with the athletic team at San Diego State for the past 2 years, and I am currently on a rotation working with the San Diego Chargers, and I'm enjoying that. It's a lot of fun. It's hard work, but it's a lot of fun, and I would recommend it to everyone that's in my major to try and be a part of that. I'm taking physics mostly because it's required class for physical therapy school, and trying to get into physical therapy school and obtain my doctor of physical therapy degree. And physics is tough. I'm glad I'm taking it. It's a good thing for me to take. Being in the major that I'm in relates a lot to my field. Use it a lot in biomechanics and different areas like that. Maybe I decide to go into that. Physics is important to me because it'll help me out a lot in the work that I do. Understanding physics is important because it can help me out with a lot of the different biomechanics and things of that nature. I can apply it to everyday life. It helps to know those kind of things. Being a dad or a wife or something, having a wife or something down the road, she's gonna want you to hook up the entertainment center and all that kind of good stuff. And it helps to know about electricity and how circuits work and good stuff like that. But mostly, it's gonna help me with my work and what I do. And of course, it is a required course, so I do in fact have to take it for the program that I'm trying to get into. And that is the main reason that I'm taking it, but don't get me wrong, Tony, physics is an awesome subject. I'm just not the best at it. I'm not quite as talented as you are when it comes to physics, so bear with me. It's going to be a process, and I'm sticking it up, and I'm going to try to get it done. But anyways, purpose of the problem solving method that Tony is teaching us is the diagram for reasoning and solution. It's pretty important. I probably wouldn't be getting it quite as well as I am, what little I do get, without that method. Diagram helps you to understand the concept of the problem a little bit better. If you can see it in your mind, then you obviously get what's going on, you get the concept, so it's a lot easier for you to visualize it and then try to apply it to the problem. And the reasoning is obviously very important. Anything you do, you have a reason for, so that applies to physics as well. If you don't know why you're doing it, then obviously there's no reason for you to be doing it. You always have to have a reason to do everything. You have to be able to explain yourself. So, if somebody questions you, then you can tell them why exactly you were doing a certain something. And that helps in the problems, because if you can explain it to somebody else, then obviously you are getting it a lot better. So that's a big part of the problem solving method that Tony teaches us. Solution is obviously the answer, and working on the problem, getting the math, that's obviously important in the subject. I mean how important it's going to be for me, because I'm really probably not going to be going that in depth into the scientific nature of the field that I'm going into, so I'm probably not going to have to actually solve too many equations or anything like that. But it is important, something to know, you know. It's important to have those advanced mathematical skills. Again, having a family down the road, helping the kids with homework, it's always a good thing to know the math, even if they're not even getting that complicated with it. You know, you can help them with the everyday stuff. The more you know, commercials, whatever, the more you know, the easier your life's going to be. So, college, can't say that I'm a huge fan of college. It's, you know, it's obviously helping me get somewhere I want to be. I wouldn't be the person I am today without my college education. And, I mean, not to say that I'm a great person or anything, but, you know, I'm a lot smarter than when I started, so that obviously counts for something. I do like what college is doing for me. It's getting me somewhere. I'm one of the lucky ones that has help from my parents, so it's making it a lot easier on me. I like where college is putting me in my life, and hopefully I continue on with that trend and don't break down after, you know, 3/4 of the way through my college education, seeing as how I'm on that 10-year doctorate plan. It's not helping me out any. It's burning me out a little bit, but I'm going to fight through it, and I'm gonna get my education, get my multiple degrees, and get on with my life. And that's pretty much what I expect from college. I expect to get a good college education, and I expect my education to help me down the road in my career. I expect that it will serve me very well, and that I will be able to use everything that I'm learning here, especially since my major is pretty much a hands-on type of thing. Like, all the stuff that I'm learning, I'm taking with me to the next level, so hopefully that helps me out. And that's pretty much all I expect from college. It's just another stepping stone to get where I want to be. It's a big stepping stone. It's probably the most important stepping stone in my career. But there are a lot of other factors, and they're all getting me to one point and getting me where I want to be. So that's that. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Tony, I hope you enjoy my audio recording. I hope everyone else has enjoyed my audio recording. I'm enjoying doing it. It's actually kind of fun. I've never done this before. So everybody have a great semester, and I will be in touch.